Dear companions, I have been absent for a few weeks. I have been on a reconnaissance. I have long wondered what the southwestern part of the Kalahari in Botswana looks like on the ground. I have had a look at Google Images and I have flown over it a few times and gazed down from cruising height, and it all seemed to indicate that it was completely untouched and very remote, not even a sign of a road or any dwellings of any kind. But what mattered was what it looked like on the ground. Was there water, for example, that was perennial and supported game? There was only one way to know, and that is to go there. Perhaps its remoteness and its aridity and its inaccessibility had conspired to save it from any influences that might change the natural patterns. And what's more, perhaps in some of the calcium bands that one could see from Google Images, or in the denser clumps of trees, some secret basin of water might be hidden that can support game. So I spent many nights poring over Google Earth images to mark areas that looked promising and to transfer those coordinates to my GPS. I didn't want to do a deep penetration into the wilderness or spend extended periods in specific spots with long foot safaris. I just wanted to do a kind of a drive through to get a general idea. But even that meant taking on some very rough bush over long distances and very far away from anything like human habitation that could be of assistance, and more importantly, away from any source of water. Now, during my previous expedition into the Kalahari, which was quite a strenuous venture into the virgin bush, I realized that I'm not the same as I was when I was, let's say, 60 or younger, or even a bit over 60. My 70 years had opened up some hairline cracks, and I had to recognize that. It put me at certain risks. And I know from my previous experiences that the bush is merciless. If you make even a small mistake, it could be fatal. So I decided to take along a younger companion. Now this is quite risky, and it has its upside and downsides. On the upside, of course, two pairs of eyes and hands and brains doubles the chances of survival immediately. And of course, my family would be less worried if I had a companion with me. But on the other hand, one sacrificed the being alone. When one is alone in the bush, you are the sole point of awareness, of action, of interaction with the wilderness, and it sharpens the mind and the senses. One's awareness is multiplied by a factor, so that you experience things very intensely, and you get extremely focused. But if one could find the right companion, then the the interaction with that person could compensate for that to an extent, at least. One of the strongest arguments for taking along the right kind of companion was that I am very bad with taking photographs, and the right kind of person who is inclined to take photographs and is a little bit skilled at it would do that kind of thing much better, and I would be able to offer you, my companions, much nicer images, and my memory, of course, would be much enhanced through such better images and more images. But of course, one has to get along with such a person very well, because you're going to be in their face or in each other's face for several days. That person must have more than just a superficial interest in the wilderness and nature, and they must be able to, or he or she must be able to endure a certain level of hardship if things go wrong, because it could be very tough, and must not get scared. Many different things can happen in the bush that are dangerous, and someone that gets panicky or nervous is a liability. Now, of course, every man is scared at some point in the face of mortal danger or serious injury. The thing is to remain calm and to act rationally within one's knowledge and intuition in the situation. Anyway, I was very fortunate to have Jan Martin, who is a close friend of my daughter since school days, agree to join me. He was a near perfect fit to all my selfish preferences, and his presence was not only helpful but also enriching, and he was a great companion in general. So in the coming weeks, I will tell you a little bit of the reconnaissance, or perhaps of something else as they come up, because stories cannot be forced out there or put onto a timeline. They come at their own time and place, and I believe in that.